Well, Minnesota is one of the healthiest states in the country. It also has some of the worst health disparities. That, according to a new report from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota. Janelle Waldock is the Vice President of Community Health and Health Equity at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota. Welcome, Janelle.
I appreciate the opportunity. Good morning.
Good morning. So, okay. Like I said, this report has come out that there's plenty of health inequities. Explain that a little bit further for us.
Yeah, you're right, Terry, that we pride ourselves here in Minnesota by kind of typically ranking with our overall population at the top of the healthiest states lists. But the other side of that coin is that we also face some of the biggest health disparities or health inequities of anywhere in the nation. And those health inequities are most frequently along the lines of race, income, where people live, and factors like that. I'll give you a couple of examples. We know that American Indians, for example, suffer from diabetes at 4 times the rate of the general population. And African Americans suffer from diabetes and kidney disease at 1.5 times the rate of the general population. So at Blue Cross, we think that those big gaps in health outcomes, in these examples along lines of race, are really unacceptable. And so we've known that this data has existed for a while, and we've been plugging away at trying to tackle these inequities. What this new report demonstrates is the economic costs that take a toll on the state because of these inequities. We teamed up with researchers from the University of Minnesota, and this report shows that we spend $2.26 billion every year on this issue caused by these inequities.
And where do those expenses come from?
So it's a combination of the impact that it has on employment and time missed at work due to illness.
Okay. And according to this as well, 533 lives in Minnesota would be saved, 22 of which are children. And also this translates to a savings of $411 for every Minnesotan. How do we see those savings?
Yeah, so they show up in the form of kind of the taxes that we pay and expenses within the healthcare system. And we know, you know, healthcare costs are a big part of our state's expenditure and a big expense for employers. And these health inequities are a significant contributing factor to those expenses.
So what is it that you're suggesting to do for this?
Yeah, so one of the most important ways that we can begin addressing these inequities is by partnering with communities. We believe that the most powerful and sustainable solutions to address these issues really do lie within communities themselves. People within the communities can identify what the root causes of these inequities are and be able to best know what kind of solutions will work to start addressing them. And so at Blue Cross, we have a strong commitment to letting communities lead and following their lead to address these kind of issues. We also think that policy can play a really important role. And so with this new data in hand, we're calling on business leaders and legislators to really prioritize bringing an equity lens to the policy work that's done, because that could have a really big impact on some of these issues.
And I think, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I think what about the fact that, quite frankly, health coverage overall is pretty astronomical. Personally, I wasn't able to buy insurance last year. I can this year, based on other reasons.
So, yep, you're absolutely right that the rising rate of healthcare expenses is really affecting Minnesotans across the whole state. And there's a lot of things that are contributing to it from a policy perspective, from the perspective of kind of what's showing up in the healthcare system and kind of how much things cost. But I would again say it's not the only cause of them, but a significant cause of expense in the healthcare system is related to these big gaps in health outcomes that we have and the disparities that exist, which is why we're trying to elevate the importance of this issue so that we can all start identifying what the solutions are for addressing it.
And who will pay for this sort of research and outreach and that type of thing? Is that the taxpayer?
Well, I can talk specifically about what we're doing at Blue Cross. And
okay.
So using the proceeds from the tobacco settlement that Blue Cross gained a number of years ago now, we have been making investments and distributing funding to communities that are working on these issues. And there's some really cool projects around the state that are aimed at working within the communities facing the most inequities. And so this is not the only solution. We need all sorts of stakeholders paying attention to this and prioritizing it. But that's what we're doing here at Blue Cross, is providing resources directly to communities to work on these issues.
And we're speaking with Janelle Waldock. She is the Vice President of Community Health and Health Equity at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota. And Minnesota does have, I believe, a higher ratio of racial and ethnic groups, in particular tribes. Is that correct, or am I off?
So our demographics in the state are changing very rapidly, which is actually true around the nation as well, but we're certainly experiencing it in Minnesota. We know that the face of our workforce is changing. For example, by 2035, which feels like that's going to be right around the corner, one quarter of Minnesota's population will be people of color. Baby boomers are retiring, and that's really impacting the labor force. And so because of these rapidly changing demographics, that's even more reason why we have to start really looking hard at some of these issues, because it over time is impacting the health of our potential workforce in the state.
All right, and I also see on your biography here that you supported the passage of Minnesota's Freedom to Breathe Act and been responsible for a number of successful initiatives. And that certainly seems to be a direction where more and more people are headed toward healthy eating and taking care of ourselves. Are you seeing
that?
That's
right. We know that. Yeah, so at Blue Cross, we do a lot of work around reducing tobacco use, increasing healthy eating, and increasing physical activity, especially with communities that face these health inequities. You're right. We've made a lot of great progress in our state, partnering with lots of organizations who are heavily invested in this work to reduce the tobacco use rates in our state. And so we're trying to apply the lessons that we've learned about what's been effective in reducing those tobacco use rates to issues like healthy eating. And so that work is continuing.
And what would you like to see from or hear from the people that are listening right now? What direction would you give to the general listener here?
Yeah, so we can always use advocates and champions and voices for these issues. And so one of the things that would be helpful from your listeners would be to learn about some of the policies that are being considered that address health equity. I'd direct, if just as a starting place for that, I would direct your listeners to our website, www.centerforpreventionmn.com, and there's a wealth of information there about some of the work going on around the state and the policy approaches for people to learn about, and they can weigh in with their local elected officials and state legislators.
All right. Janelle Waldock, Vice President of Community Health and Health Equity at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right.